It's Friday.
Hey.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Friday.
It is the day
that was given for men to dance with men.
Oh, woo! Boy.
This is the Friday Man Dance.
I know it's cold, but dance. I know it's cold, but dance. Huh. Dance. Huh. Dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep
warm
dancing.
It up.
Keep dancing. It'll warm up.
Warm it up. This is keep on dancing. It'll warm up. Dance it up.
All right. Cut it right this way.
Really?
It's too cold.
You said you won't warm up.
I ain't got that kind of time.
You got a show to do.
I got a show to do. I'll be here all day dancing.
Trying to warm up.
Just a little cold dance
okay.
here.
Okay.
Whoo!
It's cold.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a cold week.
Man.
Player, you in New York?
I'm in New York.
I went right into it.
I got here last night about 7 o'clock.
Into the storm.
As soon as the show's over. I had plans, but those ain't going to work out. I'm getting the hell out of here. But they're canceling flights already, man.
Oh, they canceled
And
them
aren't
yesterday.
You supposed to be somewhere this weekend?
I'm supposed to be in Atlanta on Saturday, so I'll try to get out of here tonight.
So you should leave now.
They're canceling flights now.
Yeah, Sybil said I could go. I'm out of here.
Oh, wow.
And your play is tomorrow night.
The play is tomorrow night in Columbus, and on Sunday night I'll be in the Punchline in Atlanta, but it is cold. Oh. It is cold up here. It is very, very cold.
It's cold.
It's so cold. I'm freezing. Now, it's supposed to get how many inches up here? Like 2 feet or?
Yeah. Up to 2 feet of snow. They're saying that they're still revising some areas. But as far south as Columbia, Jay, they're talking about freezing rain.
This is still El Nino? El Nino? Is this El Nino?
Well,
this is Jonas.
Jonas is the winter storm's name. But as a result of El Nino, you know, El Nino comes back and forth.
Well, El Niño's is still out there.
They can't capture
El Niño. They can get
Chapo.
What's his name?
El Chapo.
They get El Chapo.
They'll get Chapo.
But they can't do a damn thing with Niño's, El Niño, man.
How about over here? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 12 to 18. I see it on the thing. 12 to 18 inches.
And men are going, yeah.
Yeah. You just make sure you're at the right place when you get snowed in.
Exactly.
That's what you want to do. You don't want to be trying to get there. Make sure you're there.
Poor Sherry yesterday was thinking, if I go to the grocery store and I get this and I get that, and we'll be snowed in, and other people are going, oh, my goodness.
Plenty of toilet paper. You need plenty of toilet paper. Merck.
Merck.
Febreze. You need Febreze. You definitely need Febreze. when you're snowed in, you need lots of Febreze. Lots.
And if you're with someone you don't like.
Yeah. Try to work it out.
Try to work it out. I don't want to hear about you come Monday.
It's a long weekend.
Otherwise, we'll be reporting on you on Monday.
If there's someone there you that you like, can't stand,
God,
and you know who that is,
you set up the rules now, y'all.
Try everything you can.
Try as best you can.
Try to get out is the first thing.
You can't get out. You're stuck.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So the football game.
Mm-hmm.
The Carolina Panthers.
That won't be canceled, no matter what, they're going to play that, right?
And the Panthers are playing in Carolina.
Yeah, their home team.
Okay. And the Patriots? They're playing in New England?
No, I want to say it's Denver.
Oh, it's Denver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So the worst has gone past Denver, whatever they had. And they knew what to expect anyway. It's just a matter of New England getting there. So I'm assuming that they made those preparations.
Okay.
So the Panthers play Who do the Panthers play? I'm trying to figure out who you're picking, player. That's what I want to know.
I'm picking the Panthers.
He's going with Carolina.
That's the only one I got in the hunt now. It's the only dog I got in the hunt.
And between Denver and New England,
I
got to go with Denver because I can't go with New England. They cheat too much.
But what is it you always say?
What? If you're not cheating, you're not trying to win. I know that. Yeah. And I'm trying
to
win.
You always go with the blackest team.
And I mean, go with the blackest team. And and New England is really, really, really white.
Really white.
I mean, really white.
I mean, it's really, really white.
And
they
cheat so much. Now, I'm for a little cheating. But
you like a little cheat.
I like a little cheat.
You're not full out cheating.
I'm not full out cheating. Like, did you hear what happened to the balls?
They left the balls.
Left them at the hotel.
1 hour before the game between the Patriots and Kansas City, the cops go back to the hotel to retrieve the balls that the referees left in their hotel room. And
that's
1 hour before
the
game.
So when they have the referees that are going to do the game, it's like, what, about five or six of them civil players?
Yeah, it's a whole team.
And one guy's in charge of the balls?
Yes. And he left them.
He got one damn thing to do.
How he going to leave? That sounds suspect, doesn't it?
I got my coat, I got my hat, got my whistle. got that. Okay, all right.
And the balls. A whole bag of balls.
A bag of balls.
And his wife is sitting at the house going, now you know how I feel.
I bet nobody in Atlanta would have forgot him. That's for damn
sure. That's just, come on, man. How you going to leave the balls in the hotel room?
How you going to leave the balls in the hotel? A whole bag of balls.
A bag of balls.
They're just sitting there.
A huge bag of balls.
Oop, I forgot.
He gets
to the stadium.
He got
to
check.
And you know how you're talking with the guys? Yeah. We're going to do this game. Let's do that. And then, man,
so
where the balls?
So that's what that loud I'll be damn was. I'll be damn.
Oh, man, he was so busy letting the air out the ball that he that he forgot him.
Left the balls in the room.
Okay.
So you are going with Carolina to go all the way, and you don't really care about the
Denver-New England?
The Denver-New England.
I really don't care. I don't like New England.
Go ahead. Because they cheat too much. Go ahead, player. Come on, man. You got to pick one.
Well, if I'm going to go with the blackest, that would have to be Denver because Panthers would be – I mean, the Patriots would be the whitest. So if I have to pick, it'd be –
You have to pick.
If I have to pick, okay, I pick Denver.
So Carolina.
Congratulations.
can we congratulate people now?
And I got my tickets for San Francisco when Carolina goes to the Super Bowl. I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
That's
all right.
The kind of bandwagon I'm
you're on.
Yeah,
that's the kind of guy.
I already got my ticket.
And does it say Carolina on the ticket?
No, it doesn't say. Okay. Anything. The bandwagon is going to San Francisco.
If they have an earthquake Super Bowl weekend, that would be it, man. I mean, if anything happens Super Bowl weekend,
that's
man.
Awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Larry Flint has made an offer on Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Larry Flint.
Price. Isn't it $200 million? Mm-hmm. Something?
It's $200 million. Mm-hmm. He lowballed him. He said he said $40 million. And Hugh
That's an insult.
And Hugh Hefner has to write an article in his magazine.
Because they're competitors.
Yeah, but he got a contract. He got a contract on the house.
Hustler and Playboy, right?
Mm-hmm. Hustler and Playboy. He'll have some parties, three times a week for special VIP guests of his hustler clubs around the country.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The balls of him, is that what Hef said? Offer me $40 million for a place that's $200 million.
Yeah. Lowballed him, huh?
That's a joke. You don't get it. That's a rim shot right there, man.
This,
come on.
This is just crying for a rim shot. Two guys who own the filthiest magazines and
one low balls
lowballing and nothing.
Okay, Super Dave.